The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth of the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. All the days wherein the plague shall be in him, he shall be defiled. He is unclean, he shall dwell alone, without the camp shall his habitation be. But unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose out of all your tribes to put his name there, even unto his habitation shall ye seek, and thither thou shalt come. Look down from thy holy habitation from heaven, and bless thy people Israel, and the land which thou hast given us, as thou swearest unto our fathers, a land that floweth with milk and honey. Wherefore kick ye at my sacrifice and at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the chiefest of all the offerings of Israel my people. And thou shalt see an enemy in my habitation, and all the wealth which God shall give Israel, and there shall not be an old man in thine house for ever. And the king said unto Zadok, Carry back the ark of God into the city. If I shall find favor in the eyes of the Lord, he will bring me again and show me both it and his habitation. But I have built an house of habitation for thee, and a place for thy dwelling for ever. For our fathers have trespassed, and done that which was evil in the eyes of the Lord our God, and have forsaken him, and have turned away their faces from the habitation of the Lord, and turned their back. And to carry the silver and gold which the king and his counselors have freely offered unto the God of Israel, whose habitation is in Jerusalem, I have seen the foolish taking root, but suddenly I cursed his habitation. And thou shalt know that thy tabernacle shall be in peace, and thou shalt visit thy habitation and shalt not sin. If thou wert pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee, and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. It shall dwell in his tabernacle, because it is none of his. Brimstone shall be scattered upon his habitation. Lord, I have loved the habitation of thy house, and the place where thine honor dwelleth. From the place of his habitation he looketh upon all the inhabitants of the earth. A father of the fatherless, and a judge of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. Let their habitation be desolate, and let none dwell in their tents. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. Thou hast given commandment to save me, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Justice and judgment are the habitation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, clouds and darkness are round about him, righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation, where to dwell, that they may prepare a city for habitation. And sow the fields, and I find out a place for the Lord, and habitation for the mighty God of Jacob. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesseth the habitation of the just. What hast thou here, and whom hast thou here, that thou hast hewed thee out a sepulchre here, as he that heweth him out a sepulchre on high, and that graveth an habitation for himself in a rock? Yet the defenced city shall be desolate, and the habitation forsaken and left like a wilderness. There shall the calf feed, and there shall he lie down, and consume the branches thereof. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation, and in sure dwellings, and in quiet resting places. Look upon Zion, the city of our solemnities. Thine eyes shall see Jerusalem, a quiet habitation, a tabernacle that shall not be taken down, not one of the stakes thereof shall ever be removed, neither shall any of the cords thereof be broken. And thorns shall come up in her palaces, nettles and brambles in the fortresses thereof, and it shall be an habitation of dragons, and a court for owls. And the parched ground shall become a pool, and the thirsty land springs of water. In the habitation of dragons where each lay shall be grass with reeds and rushes. Look down from heaven, and behold from the habitation of thy holiness and of thy glory. Where is thy zeal and thy strength, the sounding of thy bowels and of thy mercies toward me? Are they restrained? Thine habitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, saith the Lord. Pour out thy fury upon the heathen that know thee not, and upon the families that call not on thy name. For they have eaten up Jacob, and devoured him, and consumed him, and have made his habitation desolate. Therefore prophesy thou against them all these words, and say unto them, The Lord shall roar from on high, and utter his voice from his holy habitation. He shall mightily roar upon his habitation. He shall give a shout, as they that tread the grapes, against all inhabitants of the earth. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, As yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. The Lord bless thee, O habitation of justice, and mountain of holiness. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Again in this place which is desolate, without man and without beast, and in all the cities thereof shall be an habitation of shepherds, causing their flocks to lie down. And they departed, and dwelt in the habitation of Chimham, which is by Bethlehem, to go to enter into Egypt. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan against the habitation of the strong. But I will suddenly make him run away from her. And who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me? And who will appoint me the time? And who is that shepherd that will stand before me? All that found them have devoured them. And their adversary said, We offend not, because they have sinned against the Lord, the habitation of justice, even the Lord, the hope of their fathers. And I will bring Israel again to his habitation, and he shall feed on Carmel and Bashan, and his soul shall be satisfied upon Mount Ephraim and Gilead. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of Jordan unto the habitation of the strong. But I will make them suddenly run away from her. And who is a chosen man that I may appoint over her? For who is like me? And who will appoint me the time? And who is that shepherd that will stand before me? Therefore hear ye the counsel of the Lord that he hath taken against Babylon, and his purposes that he hath purposed against the land of the Chaldeans. Surely the least of the flock shall draw them out. Surely he shall make their habitation desolate with them. And I will bring again the captivity of Egypt, and will cause them to return into the land of Pethros, into the land of their habitation. And they shall be there a base kingdom, whose leaves were fair, and the fruit thereof much, and in it was meat for all, under which the beasts of the field dwelt, and upon whose branches the fowls of the heaven had their habitation. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee. Thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, Who shall bring me down to the ground? The sun and moon stood still in their habitation. At the light of thine arrows they went, and at the shining of thy glittering spear. Be silent, O all flesh, before the Lord, for he is raised up out of his holy habitation. For it is written in the book of Psalms, Let his habitation be desolate, and let no man dwell therein, and his bishopric let another take. And hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth, and hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation, in whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. And the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest